It is June 14th, and you're listening to The Uprise Daily. We are a volunteer group of activists around the country compiling daily city-by-city headlines from the uprising against racism and police brutality. Our work is by no means comprehensive. With that being said, here's what went down yesterday, Saturday, June 13th. In Los Angeles, California, thousands continued to gather in multiple locations across the city. In Echo Park, hundreds gathered to rally for Black unhoused lives. Protesters were drawing a link between newly released LA city and county homelessness numbers, which went up 14% in a year, and the fact that the homeless population is disproportionately Black and more likely to experience police violence. In Washington, D.C., hundreds protested in front of Mayor Bowser's house, holding a Pride Black party and demanding the city defund the Metropolitan Police Department. Crowds danced and vogued in a jubilant celebration of Pride and Black joy. Other protests and marches occurred earlier in the day near Lafayette Park, Black Lives Matter Plaza, and in the suburb of Silver Spring. In St. Petersburg, Florida, protests continued into their 14th consecutive day with a daytime march of close to 200 people, followed by a slightly larger evening march. In the daytime march, two separate pickup trucks attempted to ram their way into the crowd, but were prevented by participants. In Orlando, Florida, several hundred protesters gathered at City Hall to listen to community leaders speak. As night approached, protesters began to prepare for an occupation, setting up tables with supplies and food and laying out sleeping bags. A sheet was hung up over the entrance of City Hall, and occupiers screened the Black Power mixtape. Several dozen people spent the night there, and it remains occupied. In Atlanta, Georgia, thousands took to the streets protesting the police murder of Rayshard Brooks, a 27-year-old Black man killed by white officers at a Wendy's restaurant on Friday night. Crowds gathered at the site of the murder in the early morning and grew in size and strength throughout the day. As night fell, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse the crowds, so many moved to occupy a nearby highway, I-75/85, for nearly 3 hours. And around 10 p.m., the Wendy's was burned to the ground. Large groups then moved to protest in front of the police precinct. Dozens of arrests were made. Earlier on Saturday, Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shield resigned from her position, and the officer who shot and killed Rayshard Brooks was fired. In Baltimore, Maryland, hundreds gathered in front of City Hall for a youth-led town hall, where mostly teenage activists passed the mic and shared how police brutality and systemic racism have impacted them. College students at Towson University also held a solidarity protest in the nearby suburb. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Minneapolis Police Department reports that 7 officers have resigned in the wake of the George Floyd murder, with more expected to follow. Activists continue to sort donations and create safety at the new Powderhorn Sanctuary. In Santa Fe, New Mexico, a crowd of nearly 500 people rallied at the state capitol and then marched through downtown. In New York City, New York, protests entered their third week as thousands took part in an increasingly unprecedented number of marches, rallies, and vigils across the city. On Friday, the New York Police Department's budget was cut by $1 billion, or 17%, but many activists say this is not enough and want to see the NYPD disbanded entirely. Artist Mr. Dashiki began work on a 500-foot Black Lives Matter mural on the roadway of Fulton Street, in the historically Black neighborhood of Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. In Rochester, New York, at least 7 protests were held downtown and in the surrounding suburbs. In the city center, 2 marches converged for a rally of over 2,000 people. Speakers included local organizers, performers, and the CEO of the University of Rochester Medical Center, the city's largest employer, who this week joined a local campaign declaring racism a public health crisis. City Council member Mary Lou Pien became the first local elected official to endorse the organizer-led call for a 50% reduction in police funding. Rochester City Council votes on the budget on Tuesday. In Cincinnati, Ohio, thousands attended a Black Lives Matter march in the suburb of Mason, while downtown a crowd of 200 attended another march organized by Socialist Alternative, the Democratic Socialists of America, and Brace. In Eugene, Oregon, on the 16th day of consecutive protest, a march was held in honor of Eric Garner and Michael Brown. Later, protesters at the University of Oregon toppled 2 statues of pioneers. In Portland, Oregon, demonstrators filled the area's parks and streets for the 17th straight day of protest against police violence. Over 1,000 people marched in the city's northeast, while another large demonstration was held at the jail downtown. In Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, protests continued throughout the city and surrounding area, with marches and rallies taking place in Market Square, Homewood, Oakland, and Squirrel Hill. On Friday night, the Christopher Columbus statue in the Oakland neighborhood was tagged with the word colonizer. In Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, tens of thousands gathered on the city's 15th consecutive day of protest to demand a further $120 million divestment from the Philadelphia Police Department, police-free schools, and an end to the city's property tax abatement that exempts new properties from paying city and school taxes and disproportionately benefits multi-billion dollar companies like Comcast. Thousands gathered at the site where 11 members of the Black Liberation Group MOVE, including children, were murdered by police in 1985. That march, combined with another in front of the construction site of the city's new $300 million police headquarters. Elsewhere, a tent encampment for unhoused Philadelphians continues into its fifth day as it swells from 5 tents to over 100. The group's demand include that the city sanction the encampment as a no-police zone and that they create permanent low-income housing. Across the city, several dozen exclusively white vigilantes armed with bats and guns gathered in Marconi Plaza to defend its Christopher Columbus statue. An independent journalist who was filming the scene was assaulted by the group and was then threatened with arrest by the police. In Nashville, Tennessee, thousands marched through downtown. One arrest was made when a person refused to move from the middle of the road once the protesters had left the area. Police were seen in riot gear, and the Tennessee National Guard was present with body-sized shields. A small group remains in the autonomous zone at the state capitol, although tents were taken down. In Salt Lake City, Utah, thousands joined a march calling for justice for Bernardo Palacios Carbajala, a 22-year-old man killed by Salt Lake City police on May 23rd. City Councilwoman Amy Fowler has called his death unlawful. In Elkins, West Virginia, there's a march planned for today, organized by West Virginia Black Lives Matter. That's everything we were able to gather for yesterday's news. Please stay tuned for tomorrow's edition covering the events of today and tonight. Be sure to visit our website at uprisedaily.com, and please help spread the word about the project. Thanks for listening.